Oh, wait, we gotta do the intro.
Yeah, first. I do have an inflamed throat, by the way, as well, so I'm going...
Well, no, you're not doing that.
Yeah,
you have to do that.
You better not do that.
No, that's disgusting.
We ain't doing that.
No, stop if you start that crap.
Okay. None of that cheese whiz. All right. Well, let me think.
You're just going to have to hold it there.
Shh. Well, hello, laddies.
Welcome to an episode of Dreamcast.
I wonder if I can actually do that. Let's see. Well, hello, laddies. Welcome back to another episode of Dreamcast. I hope you're doing well.
It's a nice day here in Burke.
Oh, wait. I thought you were Jacksepticeye.
I was doing an Irish accent.
Yeah.
How you doing, laddies?
Good day from Australia.
Oi, how you doing, mate?
Oh, gosh.
The car just crashed into me shop, and I ran down the street in me jocks and caught the guy. He said, don't be a bloody hero, mate. Like, you can't be fleeing the scene. Y'all ever seen that interview?
Yes, I've seen it every single time you show it to me. Well, this has gone downhill real fast. What's up, guys? How you doing today? We are sitting once again in this burning up hot room.
It is really hot.
We can't run a fan.
Yeah, we can't run a fan because of background noise and the air conditioner is off. So.
And we're very low budget.
Yeah, so... Hey, I like my setup. Thank you very much.
I like it. I'm just saying we're low budget.
That's a nice little mixer.
We're in a bedroom with the fan off and just baking in here for, you know, an hour, however long this goes on.
We're high tech rednecks.
Yeah, for real.
Pretty great.
So we got some catching up to do. How have you guys been?
I've been pretty good. Slowly being killed by my job, but I mean.
That sounds
kind of something I want to talk about, but we'll get into that in a minute. Yeah, I'm okay though. I'm good.
Great.
Just a little sleep deprived.
Yeah.
Clay, how about you? What's happening in the life of Clay?
I'm all right.
That's his answer, really.
I mean, I've been all right.
Still stealing the mic and not letting me use it.
That hasn't changed yet. I mean, I've just been piddling around the house. We were looking at a car for me. That's pretty nice. Yeah.
That's the thing.
Oh, that's cool. What kind of car are you thinking about getting?
A Nissan Juke SL.
What's a Juke?
It jukes you out.
Yeah, it's good. Juking.
Sweet.
You can juke people out.
No, it's like a little, it's a weird, it's like, you'd have to see it.
Oh, okay.
It's kinda,
I'll look it up later.
It's kind of really like, maybe like a Murano in a way.
Huh.
But not quite.
Well.
It's pretty cool, though.
Well, that sounds neat. I'll have to look that up later, because I don't know what either one of those are, so.
Juke.
Well, you guys know that I told y'all that I had to go get a COVID test.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so I figured I'd tell you guys the story behind that because a lot happened this weekend.
Okay. Well, I saw your papa over here that afternoon, and I figured you went and got the test to see if you had it so he could come over.
My papa?
Maybe she was just hallucinating. I don't know.
What?
I don't know. Maybe she saw your dad. I'm sorry.
Oh,
said
no.
It was a bald guy. I don't.
Well, I know a bald guy. That's my dad, but my papa wasn't here.
Okay, maybe it was just your dad.
Huh.
I don't know. She saw it from afar.
Hmm. Well, what could I have been doing that day?
I don't know.
Hmm. I don't know. Anyway, so this weekend, first of all, I had plans to meet up with a church friend to just go for a walk. So we were just going to go walk around the neighborhood and just talk and hang out for a little while. My sister and her friend were house sitting for a mutual friend of ours. And they were going to watch a movie that night. And since we were close by on our walk, they were like, hey, y'all should come over and watch the movie with us. So we went over, had some food that they cooked.
That's cool.
It was pretty good. It was a bit of a night trying to cook the food because they were having issues with these rice noodles.
Oh boy!
And so they turned out a bit crunchier than most, but they were good. So we hung out all that night. The next morning, I got up at my house and I felt like I was going to vomit.
Oh.
I was so sick, which admittedly, this happens this has happened several times in the past week or so. It happens periodically.
Jeez.
Where I'll wake up because I get too cold in the night, and we've talked about this on the podcast before, and I feel like I have the flu when I wake up.
Yeah.
Then I'll warm up, and I'll be fine. Well, I warmed up, and I still wasn't fine. I was nauseous, and I was feeling like I was going to puke. So I was like, something's wrong. Mm-hmm. And so my mom gets a phone call that the person that was house-sitting before my sister and her friend apparently went home because they were feeling bad, and they went and got a test for COVID, and they tested positive. So
that's wonderful.
I was sitting on all the same couches, hanging out with all the same...
Okay, and why are we here?
That's a good question.
Well, because I went Sunday and got a test, because we were... Like, I didn't think I got it from them and got sick that fast, because I don't think it works that fast. Yeah, it takes anywhere from like 2 days to 2 weeks to show symptoms. But I thought I'd maybe been exposed at my job or somewhere else that, I could have gotten it. And so we were going to get a test because my mom was also sick, and we had to see if my sister had been exposed. So we waited a couple days to see if she had it, just in case. And so we all went and got it, and thankfully we tested negative, so that's why you guys are here.
That's good.
Because three of us went. But it was crazy, just because, I don't know, man, I was already having kind of a rough week.
Yeah.
Because I had the whole week off, and all that time to myself to think.
Oh, geez.
It just kind of... It always happens when I'm by myself for a long period of time, just allowed to think.
We should have hung out more.
Well, yeah, but I think it's good for me because it kind of gives me a chance to reorganize my thoughts. But, you know, there's just a mental process I go through where it's like it goes down and then back up again. But yeah, so I was already kind of feeling just down, and then I got sick, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
So why do you think you were sick? You think it was because you got too cold?
I think it was because, you remember the other day when we went to the escape room?
Yeah.
And one of our friends went home sick?
Oh, yeah.
I think I got whatever he had.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure that's all I had. It's just like a stomach virus.
Okay.
But I wasn't sure because I was feeling nauseous and I was very fatigued. Like, it felt like I weighed double the amount I usually do.
Yeah.
It was weird. But yeah, that was my weekend, so... That was, fun.
I don't know if that's the word for it, but okay.
Oh, man. But I had, like I said, I had the whole week off last week, and I decided to try something that I've been wanting to try for a while, but it's where I take a blindfold, put it on, and try to do normal everyday things in my life.
Oh, boy.
I went around and I made coffee and I tried to navigate my yard. And you guys need to try this because it is weird. I did not realize how hard it was to navigate blind. Like, I can't understand what blind people go through, but I have a lot more respect for blind people because it is hard to navigate when you can't see.
Well, I remember doing this just for fun when I was younger. Like, I would blindfold myself, and sometimes me and Clay would both blindfold ourselves just try to navigate the yard and then take them off. I'm like, whoa, we're in someone else's yard.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, I thought I was in the backyard, and I was in the front yard. That is a weird feeling to take your blindfold off and think you're somewhere that you're not. Okay, so there's a certain part of my yard that I was like, okay, I'm going to go straight and to the right. I don't know how I did it, but I went straight and directly to the left when I thought I had turned right. I don't know how I ended up over there, but it was so weird. But I want to keep doing it because I want to get better at navigating with my eyes closed, because I feel like that's a useful skill.
Yeah.
In case it's ever like dark.
Or you go blind.
Well, I don't plan on ever going blind, but if I am blindfolded and need to navigate.
There you go.
Don't blind people or some blind people use... Something similar to echolocation, like
they use echolocation.
Yeah, so they make clicks and pops.
Some people can.
Yeah, and it bounces off things, and then they hear it, so they know.
Braille amazes me. Like when you go to a hotel and it has the Braille over the little room numbers, yeah. So you can feel it if you're blind. That's just incredible to me, because every time I close my eyes and I try to do it and try to recognize a pattern, and it's just like I'm touching some bumps. Yes. I mean, I can't differentiate mm-hmm. what order they're in.
I know, it's yeah. so weird. That would be a useful skill to learn, too, just in case, like, what if the power was out one day and you just were navigating a hotel room, some apocalyptic yeah. scene where you were, like, had to feel the walls to see where you were at. That would be kind of neat, but...
I think we got a Japanese soda that had Braille on the top of it.
Oh, yeah.
That's weird.
You guys ever seen the memes with the football gear? Like, their jerseys have Braille on it for some reason. Like, football players, they walk around with Braille on their shirts. For some weird...
What the heck?
Like, it's not even 3D Braille. It was just, like, dots on their shirt.
Okay. I've never noticed that.
No, like, it was just like a...
It was a joke.
It was right? a joke that I saw. I don't know if they were joking when they put it on there, but everybody was making fun of it. It's like, that's so dumb. it wasn't even raised Braille. It was just dots that were painted on there.
I wonder what it said.
For blind people to read.
Feel the football player. You just feel his muscles.
Well, you couldn't, because it wasn't even raised Braille. It was just paint. But also... When I was going inside my house, this wasn't fun and games. This was a little bit weird. So I spent at least 2 hours straight with a blindfold on, sitting and listening to YouTube or TV or something. I don't remember what I did, but I found out that I'm a little bit paranoid. Like
paranoid.
Yeah. Like I went to my sister's room to sit down. And I'm always checking my surroundings just like to make sure nobody's sneaking up on me or something. I don't know.
Of course.
So
in your own house.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want that.
I don't really think about it all that much, but I'm always checking every corner just like, I don't know. I do it.
Subconsciously.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I think about it sometimes just like I have this thing where I trace my eyes to every corner just to make sure there's nothing there that I should be aware of.
Interesting.
And so I went to my sister's room and I sat in the chair and I listened to something I usually listen to, which is Unsolved Mysteries, Murder Mysteries, which doesn't usually freak me out when I'm inside the house. This may have had a little bit of the impact on what I felt, but I just about couldn't bring myself to move from the chair because I felt like there was someone in the room with me. And I didn't want... I was determined I was going to leave that blindfold on.
That's a little concerning.
And just having that sense of control taken away from me, it was like... I don't know.
That's
I couldn't...
Weird.
Yeah. I had my sister come in there and walk me out of the room.
Oh. Seriously? So you were actually legitimately concerned?
Like, no. It was such a weird feeling. It was like I didn't want to move because I... Logically, I knew nothing was in there. I knew that no one had walked in the door. I didn't hear anything. I knew that it was just like, you ever get that feeling where if you hang your arm off the side of the bed as a child, you move, something, a boogeyman's there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've always thought about that. I think everyone does it.
Yeah, that was the feeling. It was like, if I moved from this chair, something was going to get me. But I'm not scared of, like, physically, I'm pretty confident in my abilities, but for whatever reason, just that sense of awareness being taken away from me. I'm sure I could have made myself get up and go, but I don't know. It was a weird experience. You need to try it. I don't know if you'll have the exact same
response.
You know,
I want to try the experiment regardless.
Yeah. Yeah, for just like 2 hours.
Yeah.
It kind of put me off a little bit, though. Like, I was already feeling, like, that kind of made me feel like a loss of control. So I was kind of on edge a little bit, and then I was meeting up with a friend, and I had that going on, and then I was trying to figure out if I was going to be able to, that wasn't yet. I was going to say, try to figure out if I was going to go see the movie with my sister and her friend, but I didn't know about that yet. But I was already on edge, and then my sister and her friend pull up behind me, and already having that sense of not being aware of my surroundings going on, and then not realizing that they had pulled in the yard, And normally this wouldn't have gotten to me as much, but they honked the horn and it kind of startled me. And
you thought you were in the road.
Well, no, not, I didn't think I was in the road. I had my blindfold off at this point.
Okay.
I was driving a car.
Oh.
But normally I'm aware of things that are going on around me, and I was already kind of frazzled. So when they did that and I realized that they had been in the yard and I not noticed it, kind of just, I don't know, man. It put me in a weird state of mind. Like I was...
Like they snuck up on you.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I'm just... I was really... I don't know. I was messed up driving down the road when I was driving to meet my friend. Like I was an emotional wreck. I'm not one to like break down or anything, and I didn't break down, but like I was holding it together. I don't know. That whole experience, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. It was an experience.
I'm going to have to try it.
Just the whole, the combination of everything just threw me off balance. I don't know. It was strange. It was like mental vertigo or something. I don't know what it was, but yeah, I don't know if it would have happened if it were just the blindfold, if it was only that kind of put me off, that, you know, that sense of control being taken away, or if it was that I was meeting somebody that I don't normally hang out with a whole lot, or what it was. But basically, it messed me up.
Sounds like a combination.
Yeah.
Multiple things.
They were just joking, honking the horn at me, and normally it wouldn't have bothered me, but...
Did they know you were in there?
Yeah, they knew. They were just joking.
Oh, okay.
But I was like, man, I'm a wreck right now.
You came out of the car like, guys, you don't know what I just went through.
No, I kept it together. Oh. I always do, but when I was by myself, I was like, oh gosh, I'm gonna have to pull over and just take a breath or something, because... It was intense.
It
kind of
just gave you anxiety.
Yeah, it was like a mini anxiety. Like, it was like a tiny anxiety attack, but I was messed up. Like, it wasn't all the, you know, like panic and everything. It was just, I don't know how to describe it.
You'd rather they didn't sneak up on you.
It wasn't just that. That was just kind of, that was adding on top of it. It was just building.
Oh, okay.
And so... Yeah, I'm going to have to try it again and try to overcome this sense of
I'm curious to control. See how I would react to it.
Yeah, I am too.
I mean, it's an interesting experiment. I think we should all try it.
So,
we could all do it together.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
What else do I want to... Oh, yeah, here, y'all talk about something.
Okay, I had an experience this morning that I wanted to share. As I've mentioned previously, my job, I get up very early in the morning to deliver bread, and I get up at like 3:30 in the morning, or 4 at the latest, to do this. And so yesterday, when I came home, I went to bed and took a nap, and I didn't know this at the time, but I ended up sleeping for like 5 hours. And then I got up, went to the gym, worked out, did all my normal stuff, came home, went back to bed, and slept for like 4 hours. So I got like, it was separated, but I got a full night's sleep, which is something I haven't had in weeks.
That is amazing.
Yeah. So I didn't realize that I had actually gotten that much sleep the day before. But when I woke up this morning, it was like, I woke up, and usually I just, it's hard to get out of the bed. Like, it's physically hard to move. Mm-hmm. This morning I got up, and I was like, wait a minute. I feel like I just went to bed, but I'm awake. So I got up, I go inside, I stay out in a room outside at my house, but then I went inside to say good morning to my mom, and I was like, I feel like a million bucks. And she was concerned that there was something wrong with me mentally because she had never seen me that energetic that early in the morning. So I went to work. First of all, since I had so much energy, I styled my hair like I did everything.
The butterfly, having a good time.
Yeah, I actually felt good for a change. So I went to work and I meet my boss at the bread depot, and he takes one look at me and he says, "You slept." I was like, "Yeah, I did."
I actually got some sleep.
Yeah. So it was weird though, because the whole day today I was at work this morning. I was like glowing, I guess, because random people would walk by me and be like, "Hey, how you doing today?" I'd be like, "I'm doing great. How are you?" And they're just chatting with me for no apparent reason. And it was weird. These ladies would walk by and be like, "How are you doing today?" I'd just be like, "Good. How are you doing, ma'am?" They're like, "Great. That's just wonderful." It was like, it was weird. It was like a comedy or something. Living in a movie.
It was a bubbly day.
Yeah. And then, like, these guys that work at Winn-Dixie that I've never spoken to, and I see them every day, pretty much. They just walked up to me and were like, "Hey, man, you want to hang out this Friday?" I was like,
"It was really
yeah,
like
it was
that's
weird.
Weird."
I was like, "Sure." And they're like, "Yeah, man. How old are you? Like 25?" I was like, "I'm 19." I'm like, "Oh, we'll have a good time." Like, "Okay, yeah, man." That's... And they gave me their Snapchat. I was like, "Yeah,
yeah, cool."
This Friday. Oh, yeah, I don't know why I was thinking today was Friday.
No, I made friends without even trying. Like, just being awake.
Superpowers, man.
I know, they were like, "Hey, man, how you doing?" I was like, "I'm actually alive today."
Dang.
So the moral to the story is, you know, apparently little things like getting enough sleep at night makes you, I guess, more approachable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a neat little social experiment.
If you don't look like a zombie, somebody might actually talk to you.
Yeah. And I didn't really realize I looked that much like a zombie.
Huh.
But it was like I did a social experiment without really trying, you know?
Hmm. Yeah. Well, I don't know. All these experiments we're doing.
I think we could all use more sleep, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for me.
Except for you. We could all use it except for me. I'm great.
Well, I mean, I sleep in. I've been doing that this summer a lot.
I think I might wake up early tomorrow just because I got to work at 11, but I'm thinking about waking up at 5 or 6, maybe not 5 now.
I have an idea. Me and Clay could do the blindfold challenge, and Colton, you can do the sleep deprivation challenge.
Oh, I'm good. I'm good, thanks.
No, you should do it. I'm serious. You should go like... You should try sleeping for about 4 hours a night for a whole week.
That sounds unhealthy. That sounds like...
You should try it.
That sounds like... Like awful.
I've tracked my I didn't want to track my weight because I was scared to look at it because I go to the gym and I try to steadily gain muscle mass like most people do, but I went and weighed myself the other day and had lost a lot of weight. I was like, crap, this is from not sleeping.
Yeah, that's funny Yeah, you just need to get more sleep.
Yeah, I'm in the process of getting a
funny,
new job.
No,
because you get.
But tonight I'm gonna sleep in. I'm gonna try to do the same thing where I sleep 5 hours during the day and then, or at least four, and then sleep 4 hours at night.
Hmm. Well, that's good. Yeah, you definitely need sleep.
Mm-hmm. I think it'll be very beneficial.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a little bit critical for survival.
Yeah,
but yeah, I. And also looking for a new job. I've been searching things, but because I'm ready for something different. I'm tired of the same old, same old. But at least my job isn't like gonna kill me.
If we end up getting the same job, because I know we're looking at the same one.
Yeah.
We're gonna be rich men.
I know, right? Dude, I've been thinking. Part of my plans is if I do get this job, even if I don't get this job, I really want to start. Traveling and doing things because when I got back from Seattle, I was like, okay, I'm going to start making plans now. And I started a travel fund that it's a little envelope. I put, you know, so much money in per paycheck and just kind of building up my little fund. So when I get ready to go somewhere, I'll have the money to.
Yeah.
And, but then I haven't gone anywhere and I'm like, I want to start going places. I'm making a list. I think there's the first place on my list that I've had on for a while is the Ruby Falls in Tennessee or North Georgia, or wherever
it is. It's North Georgia.
Is it underground?
Yeah.
Yeah, this really cool.
I've been there.
And it's let's see, where else did I want to go? I don't want to visit Disney World at least for a day, maybe a two-day pass. I'm not sure. And then I want to just drive down to the beach one day.
We're doing that soon,
man.
Like soon.
Yeah.
As soon as I can get a day off. That's the one thing, or that's one of the main things that I don't like about my job now, which not to say it's a horrible job. It's paying the bills, but I don't have any vacation time because you have to deliver bread every day.
Yeah. Yeah. My job, I can take vacation time off, but I I think it would be cool if I could work the 3 days, which the job we're trying to get is 3 days on, 3 days, 4 days off. But the 3 days are 12-hour shifts. So
yeah, but dude, that sounds bad. But honestly, doing what I'm doing now, it sounds so great.
Yeah, but I mean, I think I could do 12-hour shifts for 3 days a week if I got 4 days off. I think that would be so. I'd be making twice as much money if I got this job, and I could use those 4 days a week to travel.
Yeah.
Do whatever, drive around, do whatever I want. And
like, I have my YouTube channel that I'm trying to grow.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can actually focus on it, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's another thing I want to document not necessarily the herping aspect like your YouTube channel focuses on, but I want to document the adventure aspect of it, I guess.
My channel's called Getting Lost.
Oh yeah.
So go, you know,
follow this channel.
I intended to make it kind of an adventure channel and herping, you know, whatever, kind of a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
But you know, I haven't really been able to travel a whole lot
mm-hmm.
lately. So
yeah. And I've done a few things on my YouTube channel, but I definitely want to do more. I just find things hard. I want to do more. I don't know. It's things that interest me. I want to do more things that interest me. And that is, it's easier to video when, you know, like I want to go places and film things.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just have trouble filming things around here for some reason. I don't know why. It's a struggle to get motivated to, I don't know, just film my everyday life. Which is what I want to do, but I want my everyday life to be more exciting, you know.
Yeah.
I want my everyday life to be going places and doing things. But anyway, that's something I want to start doing more often is making it a point to travel.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a good idea. I do like the herping aspect of my channel. So
oh, yeah.
I've been wanting to go out west because out there it gets cold at night. Right now in Georgia, it's the only time to find any snakes or anything is to go out at night. And being that I have to get sleep for my job, it kind of sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that, and I just got my drone repaired. So
yeah, that's sick.
So that's another thing. I wish I could have taken my drone to Seattle, but I actually didn't get it until I got back from Seattle. Mm-hmm. But I really wanted to take it and get some cool shots. But, so that's going to be cool. And then, me and Clay are planning on getting FPV drones and learning hopefully. To fly them. And that'd be cool to do cinematic FPV.
Mm-hmm. Like, we need definitely. To think of a place to go when y'all get those.
Yeah.
We need a bando.
Yeah, we need a bando, an abandoned building to fly in.
Yeah.
No. Not just any, like a
the legit Roman Colosseum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe not that.
There's so many abandoned houses around here, though. I mean, at least some of them probably fly around.
Yeah, you could. I mean, you could fly around some, flying in and out. Little barns and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds little barns, but I mean, you could fly in and out barns and houses and stuff because they're just scattered throughout.
At my grandparents, that I was looking at the different places, and I think it would be.
Oh yeah, that'd be cool.
Sick.
Uh huh.
They got a lot of land.
Yeah.
And they got like they got some silos that are right next to a pond.
Oh yeah, that would look cool.
Yeah.
Do they have tops on the silos?
They do.
Oh darn! I was gonna say you could fly in this.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah.
There's like this It's like a shed, but it's a very large shed, and it's got somewhat of a carport under it, just an overhang,
mm-hmm.
and it has these little posts that come down and form a little gap.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And then there's a little bit of space behind
hitting
it.
Gaps.
Yeah, hitting
gaps.
The gaps.
I say gops.
It would be a hard gap to hit, I think, after trying the simulator.
Oh, yeah.
But you could go through it. You could actually come up because there's a little bit of space and then do an Embleman or a power loop and then a 180 or whatever.
I don't know what the heck you're saying.
And then go and
drone talk, bro.
Yeah. Okay. The point is
fly the quad, yo.
My point is quad with a K. My point is that it looks like it's got some good spots to try that with.
Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah, I'm excited. My drone part should be getting in this week. Well, some of them anyway. Like you saw, I already got my FPV goggles. Which were $40, and if you don't know, that is extremely cheap for FPV goggles.
They don't look too bad though.
Yeah, they're actually not bad, and they even had a little what are they called, AVN,
mm-hmm.
that you could I plug my PS2 into it, and it's like a little TV screen that you on your face, like in VR.
What I thought was hilarious was coming in here and Colton having on that thing strapped to his face. He's got VR goggles on, and he's got a wire hooked from them to a PlayStation 2 with a little controller.
Come on.
It's like...
in the past.
Using future technology to play a retro.
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, that was funny. It's a sight to see.
Yeah. It's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, I mean, they probably had these VR goggles back when the PlayStation 2 came out. I mean, it's not VR goggles, it's
FPV
goggles, which, I mean, they're similar, but...
they're a little bit different.
We could have, if we had the knowledge, we could have played FPV PlayStations back then. I'm sure they were a lot more expensive, though.
Also, I was going to say, this is completely off topic, but this is something that I was planning to do that is somewhat interesting. So, I am looking for a job, because I'm almost at the age where I can get a job now.
Sweet.
And Jay... And maybe our grandmother, I don't exactly know who started it, but we have a mealworm farm, and we basically just farm mealworms to feed to our pets. It's a good alternative to going to a store and buying them, but it does require work, because you have to put in the work to grow them, and you have to switch out the different trays and whatnot. But anyway, in our area, in the Adel area...
Mm-hmm.
There's not many places where they sell mealworms for pets and stuff.
Yeah, so there's really not.
Yeah, so there's kind of a need to be filled. So we might start actually selling them
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. That was actually my original goal when I started mealworm farming, but that kind of has... I have a good amount of mealworms, but not nearly enough that... like, they started... I haven't taken care of them like I should have, so...
Same, that's why Clay is taking over.
Yeah, is that okay, by the way? I didn't ask you.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have time to do it.
Yeah, that would be really cool, though. That would be really neat.
Yeah, and I thought, now, this was really jumping off topic here. It's really jumping from one thing to another. But I thought, you know, when you're sifting through the mealworms, it's very... what do you call it? It's very repetitive and...
Oh, I didn't know if you were going to say therapeutic or very dusty.
Well, it's both.
Therapeutic and dusty.
Yes, but since it's so repetitive, I think a lot. It's kind of like we said in a previous episode, how you were going at Chick-fil-A and you were cleaning off the tables and whatnot, and your mind, you just put your mind on autopilot and you think.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like that, and I get a lot of thoughts from there.
Oh, sweet. So write them down.
Yeah. There you go.
I get bread thoughts, you get chicken thoughts. Clay gets mealworm thoughts.
He gets worm thoughts.
Yeah.
No, I get saucy thoughts.
Saucy thoughts. There you go.
When I'm saucing the bags, I think about all kinds of things. Saucy thoughts.
Saucy thoughts. That could be a podcast of its own.
Saucy thoughts.
We could have named it saucy thoughts, bread thoughts, or worm thoughts.
Yeah, but no, this was my thing. So I might make probably a Facebook or an Instagram to promote it. Mm-hmm. Probably a Facebook page to actually promote it, but... I might every now and then post a little clips called Mealworm Thoughts, and it's just me sitting there talking about whatever I was thinking of at the time, if there's something interesting.
That is a great idea.
That is.
The intro would be, welcome to Mealworm Thoughts.
That's a great idea.
It would be wonderful.
I wish I had thought of that.
That's a great idea. If you don't do that, I'm going to be disappointed.
Yeah. Just me sitting there sifting through them. But I have to get an interesting thought, of course. But
yeah, if you don't do that, I will. That's a great idea.
Welcome to Mealworm Thoughts.
We'll have special guests in the morning.
That is awesome.
Where I'll just be sitting on the floor around a mealworm bucket, sifting through them.
Today we have our special guest from Dreamcast that we're joining us on Mealworm
Thoughts.
Colton
the Brave.
Yes.
Yeah, Colton the Brave. I had it as Dear Future Colton, but...
that's the account that it
is? Yeah, that was the account, but then I changed it to Colton the Brave because I was like, I don't know, I want to spice it up a little bit.
Is it public?
Yeah, it is public.
Okay.
So go follow it, guys.
Colton the Brave.
I wanted to make that account, first of all, to post whatever the heck I wanted without having, you know, anybody to worry about looking at it. So at first I made it private just for, like, me as a time capsule. But then I made it public, and now I just post about whatever because only strangers look at it. So, like, that sounds weird, but...
Well, no, I get what you're saying. Like, I had the whole Dear Future Jay thing, the time capsule, and... I didn't post anything weird, like
me either.
Strange, but I just, I, you know, I just posted random life stuff.
Yeah, it was just kind of random stuff that I just wanted to post.
But it was like, it was stuff that still, you know, personal stuff you don't want just anyone knowing.
Yeah.
So I started getting paranoid that there were people watching me. Mm-hmm. or that, you know, maybe someone, one of my friends would find it, see the Dear Future J profile and try to follow it and be like, what's this? Mm-hmm. I'd have to explain it. And I think I deleted it. I just started getting more and more paranoid that people were watching my life happen.
I actually did the opposite and I made it public. So
yeah.
Huh. Well, I'm going to talk about one more thing of my subject and y'all can talk about whatever, but I'm going to try to segue it so smoothly. All right, ready? So we're talking about drones, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I was practicing soldering so I can build my drone. And you guys know, I grabbed the soldering iron with my finger for some reason, and burnt the crap out of my finger, and had a lot of pain. So this ties into a thought I had the other day while watching a drone video. This guy made it like a drone, except instead of motors, he used air to correct it. So he had a propeller.
So it was like, psh,
psh, yeah, yeah. It was like rocket stabilizers. That's cool. Basically. So he had a propeller, and then he had like a 2-liter bottle with air in it, and then he used the little valves to stabilize it. So basically, he went into the software and made it so the valves were not open until the flight controller, which is the circuit board, reached a certain threshold that... Okay, so this is kind of hard to explain. It makes sense if you see it, but basically he was using the same software as you would with a regular drone. So whereas a regular drone, when it tilts, one motor speeds up to make it auto-level. Basically, he had it so the valve wouldn't open until the circuit board told the motors to spin up to a certain amount. So he set a threshold for when the valve opens, and whenever it reached that certain threshold, the valve would open and correct it. So basically, for whatever reason, this made me think, what if we had a pain threshold we could set where you couldn't feel pain until it became critical? So say you were in jiu-jitsu and somebody had your leg in like a lock or something. So like your foot in a foothold, mm-hmm. and they were cranking on it, but you didn't feel the pain until your body alerted you like, this is critical. It's about to break. If you don't, like, this is about to be permanent damage. If you don't, if you don't do something about it, and only then your body would let you, know that something is hurting. I think that would be so cool in an instance for like just random everyday things. Like, what if you were getting a shot and that's not pain that really means anything, it's just pain that irritates you? Or like, what if you got stung by a bee? That's not pain that's necessarily critical to your health, but I guess you could make the same argument, why do we even have pain? Well, why can't it just be like in a little, you know?
That's what I'm saying. I think the way I look at it with pain, the thing is, it's just more sensitive than what you're describing. Like, you don't just feel when you're about to have something break. You feel when damage is being done, even if it's not critical. Like, mm-hmm. any damage to your body is basically pain.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. What if you could go into your body and use, like, I don't know, some, not CRISPR or anything, but, you know, theoretically, what if you could alter your pain threshold for, like, say you were going into a fight?
That's like what adrenaline is, dude.
that's also a good like, that really could be like setting your pain threshold to where you only feel, even then, I mean, you could be shot and not feel it if you have enough adrenaline pumping through you. But I just think that would be so cool to be able to set a pain threshold so you only felt pain if it was like not necessarily at the critical point, but like just below it. Yeah. So you didn't feel the minor insignificant things. That would be really, really neat. So what do you guys think?
It'd be...
I I don't know if I would personally want to do that to myself.
Yeah. But, no, just for like, just for temporary times, for a thought experiment. Not like you would actually use it. It's
okay.
It's not. It's not like
if I did it.
It's not realistic. It's a thought experiment.
If I did it, then I would.
How do you? Okay, let me put it. Let me put it differently. Not that you would want it. If you could do this, how do you think it would affect everyday life?
I think I would. I wouldn't care about nothing. I just go around doing whatever the heck I wanted. If someone slapped me, then I wouldn't even feel it. And I'd go like pick up a dangerous cat and let it scratch me to pieces and be like, eh.
My original thought was, what if, okay, so you didn't feel pain unless it got past the point of regeneration. Like, if your body couldn't regenerate it, that's when you felt the pain. Just below that.
I think you would sustain a lot of, like, minor injuries.
A lot of minor injuries. Oh, yeah.
You would.
Definitely.
I can think of an applicable use for this. I can't talk, but I can't say that word. But I can think of a good use for this. Going to the gym and lifting a huge amount of weight.
That was my... I completely forgot what my original thought was. That was it. That'd be the most practical use. Because I remember thinking, what if you got to that... You didn't feel any pain until the rep that was about to kill you.
Yeah. Yeah. Until, like, your back's about to break during a squat. Or
and then you were like, ow, this hurts. Get it off of me.
Or, like, your pec's about to tear when you're bench pressing. So,
yeah. Exactly. You could go your hardest without actually getting injured.
Yeah. That would be useful for that. You'd be, like, the most OP power lifter in the world.
I forgot to write that down. I put down threshold for pain tolerance, but I didn't put down the details, so I completely forgot what the original purpose was.
Be known as Iron Man.
Exactly. Dude, that would be so cool, because you wouldn't feel any pain until, like, your body letting you know, this is enough, this is your limit, don't go any further, or you will die.
There's probably some guy out there that is like that.
Maybe.
Probably. I mean, that would... Really, I think a lot of people would be a lot buffer.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't feel any pain until it was the time to feel pain. But then I guess you would be really sore, but...
Your workout would be so effective that every muscle in your body would be, like, completely torn to the fullest extent. Like,
without being critical.
Yeah, and then you'd have... Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Then you'd have to eat a lot to repair it.
Yeah, that's where the regeneration thing came in, too, because you didn't feel pain until you got to the point where you... It would take a lot longer to regenerate than just, you know, aches and pains. It would be damaging. I feel like a lot of people would be a lot buffer. Because that pretty much, besides going to the, you know, actually getting yourself to go, the commitment of going to the gym, a lot of times it's just the pain that...
Yeah, it's what...
It's what people don't like.
Yeah, what keeps people from working out. Like. So if you could set that pain threshold, I feel like a lot of people would, you know, go to the gym more, which, you know, it's never going to happen. It's a thought experiment, but...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have something that does a similar thing to that.
Oh, gosh.
It's my pre-workout I bought. It's like a little experiment, and it... The first time I used it, I went into hyperspeed. I'm pretty sure I turned into the Flash, and then I just crashed and passed out. And I was terrified. I thought I was dying or something, but it works.
Well,
it gives you adrenaline.
I guess if it works. I wonder how long it'll work for, though, because, like, caffeine, you get used to it over time.
That's true. You have to take more and more until you just explode.
The first time... Okay, actually, never mind.
What is that stuff called, like creatine or something?
I don't actually have creatine. Because someone or my family was like, you don't know what creatine does. You're like, actually, yeah, I've researched it, but I didn't go with creatine. So I bought something that looked like creatine, but wasn't.
It's like, oh, gosh, you bought the sketchy creatine.
Yeah, it was BCCA energy. It's a research thing as well, but.
Oh, my gosh.
But I mean,
I
researched.
I thought you meant like it was in development.
No, it's a normal thing.
The way
thing.
You said it, it was like a research item. Like this is scientists putting it on the shelf. It's like a beta version.
No.
Like maybe you'll die, maybe you won't, but you know, we'll get our results.
No, it it's, I don't know. I want to try creatine, though, just to say that I've done it. You know, I think something's interesting. It's kind of getting off on a weird tangent about bodybuilding, but I think it's interesting. Like, I know, so I'm not going to say any names, but I know this guy. I'm not good friends with him or anything, but I happen to know of him, and he lives in our area, and he goes to the gym, and my girlfriend told me that he almost died from taking creatine. Well, I heard him in the gym one day talking to his friends, and they were like, dude, you look like you're on steroids. And he's like, yeah, I tried that. I almost died. I was like, he wasn't on creatine. He told everybody that. He was on steroids.
That's funny.
And told everyone he almost died from creatine. So it makes me think if all the claims of people almost dying from kidney failure from creatine is actually just people on steroids.
It's creatine. Definitely.
They faked it, yeah.
That makes that makes a lot of sense, actually.
I think that's my theory because all the studies show that creatine is harmless, but people tell you, almost died from kidney failure. And, well, they were probably on steroids.
That's funny. Well, I mean, that makes a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah.
But
my little hypothesis.
Have you guys had any weird dreams lately? Because we haven't said a single dream.
I had one the other day, but it was just really sad.
Oh. Okay.
I don't remember, actually, lately. I don't think.
I have a dream. I don't remember it. What? Okay, so I'm going to just read it. I don't remember writing this down, but apparently I did. It says, I started off as a secretary or something, working for some office. Then I found out I got fired, but it was just to hire me secretly as a secret agent. And with an SUV that could light up like Oppa and a... except red and had a lot of tech in it.
So Oppa is the air bison on Avatar The Last Airbender, if you ever watched that. Throwback to old Nickelodeon days.
I'm remembering what the car looked like now. It was an SUV that was kind of flat. Like, it was low to the ground, almost, and it was designed to look like Oppa, except it can change colors from, like, fiery blue to fiery red, and it had, like, neon stripes down the side of it.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah. I remember this dream now. Okay, so I started off in this office that was, you know, just a boring everyday office job, I guess. I don't know. And so these people, it was kind of a sketchy place, I guess. They fired me, but I found out later... it was only because they wanted me to become a secret agent. And I don't know what they were doing in the secret agency, but apparently it was pretty sketchy because I didn't want anybody to know about it. And the only reason they had to fire me, I don't know why they did it. But anyway, I remember writing that down now. But
interesting.
It's just oftentimes I find myself waking up in the morning and thinking, oh, that dream wasn't interesting enough to write about. And then I think about it later. When I'm in my right mind, I'm like, that dream was really weird and interesting. But when I'm first waking up, I'm still in that dream logic mindset. And it's like, oh, that was you know, that floating buffalo, that was an everyday occurrence. Why would I write that down? Yeah, but I need to just start writing everything I remember down. It's so difficult, though, sometimes, because sometimes I just want to lay in bed and not wake up immediately and start typing out a dream, you know?
Yeah. You know what, Clay, hand me my phone. I want to see if I have any
wrote any down.
I know I haven't recently, but...
I have one, but it's very long, and I don't know if it'll really...
You're going to have fun editing this, Colton.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I could actually probably maybe do it in this one, but it's going to be over an hour if we do. I don't know if you want to sit here for over an hour.
Well, there's a small dream I have, but I'm not gonna.
Buff dude dream. Let's read this. While we're on the topic of buff dudes. I'm with a group of teenagers running around in a panicked manner, much resembling that of which a beheaded chicken might exhibit. Oh. Okay.
Interesting.
This is, 2019? Oh, apparently this was last year. Okay. So I'm with a group of teenagers running around in a panicked manner much resembling that of which a beheaded chicken might exhibit. Everyone scrambled for a hiding place, but the ones we found didn't last long. Okay, so like if we hid, it didn't last long. And then the not-so-distant distance Why did I write like this?
I don't know, maybe you were like asleep.
In the not so distant distance, one could hear the screams of terrified teeny boppers.
What?
No one dared to look back, but I, of course, had the brilliant idea to take a peek at what had been causing the screams and chasing me for miles.
The teeny okay. boppers?
Like teenagers.
Oh.
Behind me, I saw the worst case scenario in a chase. Not a cheetah. Not a wolf.
I remember this, I think.
But a super buff in camo pants and large swole hand. Wait, what did a super buff what?
Man.
Worst case scenario in the chase. Not a cheetah, not a wolf, but a super buff dude in camo pants and large swole hands. He was much faster and chased down one person after the other, snapping their necks.
Oh my gosh.
In the blink of an eye.
Mm.
And the time it took me to look back, I saw him take out three or so runners. At the sight of this, I did what any sane person would do and booked it as hard as I could without looking back. There was no use in hiding. He was sniffing people out left and right.
Mm-hmm.
He called up to me in a matter of minutes, instantly grabbing me in place and placing his beefy hands on my head. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I remember.
I kicked and struggled in an effort to get free, and which resulted in both of us falling to the ground, where he then continued to hunt a firm grasp on my face. He said, "Shh."
Mm.
As he prepared to do it, I stopped struggling, and in a crying voice, I said, "You're not going to kill me, are you?" The man responded with, "No, just relax."
Why are you the wimp in the dream?
I don't know. This is awful. I waited and prepared myself as he snatched my neck, and I didn't write anything else. I guess I died.
You've been letting Matt get to you about the chicken leg.
I don't know. This is awful. Why did I even read that?
I don't know.
I remember that now that you said that.
Oh, here's a... That's an awful dream. Gosh. Here's a dream that relates to what we were talking about. It's a short dream. Me and Clay were in Sam's Club. Mm. We were flying a toy drone, and it got stuck in an employee's hair.
Oh, man. Nice.
She was fine after she screamed and got it out.
Poor lady.
The end?
Yep, the end. That was it. Clay and me got a drone stuck in a lady's hair.
I tried to take a drone off my grandmother's head, and it got stuck in her hair.
Oh, no. So it was you that did it.
She's okay. Let's see if... here we go. Oh, wait, no, we've already read that one. I have an emotion that I wonder if you guys feel.
An emotion?
I don't know, maybe you want to go ahead and talk about it?
We might have to edit out the whole other segment.
I think we might have to end this one off.
Okay,
we're an hour in. All right, guys, I think we're going to end it off right there.
Stay fresh, cheese bags.
Yeah, sure, do that. We were a little late this week getting it out because, you know, sick and everything, but we're gonna try to get it out once per week at least. Make sure to add us on, you know, Spotify and whatever else you can, and we drop episodes every Wednesday at the moment. Could possibly change to Saturday, so stay tuned. But have a good week, and we'll talk at you next time.
Later, guys.